think they ever found out about that night on the beach, Jen replied. Scott chuckled.
Oh, hell yes they did, he told her. They watched the whole thing. When we got back to the campsite, Kim pitched a fit. Then she raped me.
Jen looked at her old friend in surprise. Raped you?
Yeah, she was furious with me for all of 30 seconds. Then she ripped off my clothes and swallowed my cock all the way to the roots, he said. She'd never done that before. She made me come so hard I was afraid we'd wake up the rest of the park. Kim never moved. She stayed right on me after I came and made me hard again, and then she straddled me and got in my face, and she was talking some crazy shit,
Scott said, turning a little crimson at the memory. Jen stepped closer, fascinated and more than a little turned on by the story. Demure little Kim turned succubus? Swallowing cum and talking dirty? She and Kim had, of course, discussed blowjobs over the years, and the nasty-sounding things the men wanted them to do with the thick, sticky stuff. Jen actually hated the stuff, even if she wished she could stomach it on occasion. Sometimes she could feel how badly Joe wanted to come in her mouth, and she'd want to let him, but she'd always had a high gag reflex, and he didn't push. But still, she wished she could.
"Tell me what she was saying, Scott," Jen whispered.
Scott turned a deeper shade of crimson.
"I don't know, Jen. Kim would kill me if I told you."
Jen reached out and grabbed his cock, finding it surprisingly hard.
"Why, Scott, I think all of this has gotten you really turned on," Jen said.
"To be very honest with you, Jen, I'd really like to go back and watch and see if she has the nerve to suck his dick," Scott said.
"You really think she'd go that far?" Jen asked, surprised.
"That's what she was talking about when she raped me," Scott confessed. "She was going wild on my cock, slamming me with her hips and telling me how she wanted to suck Joe's cock when she was watching us together."
He shook his head.
"Whenever I want a little and she's not in the mood, all I have to do to get her going is start asking her how bad she'd like to suck Joe's cock. I owe most of my good sex life to you two. Whenever I want to try something different or kinky, I just start talking about Joe's cock."
Jen slipped her hand inside Scott's shorts, touching the bare skin of his cock for the first time ever. She marveled at the contrast between the hardness of a man's cock and the softness of the skin covering it.
"His isn't really much different from yours," she said huskily.
"Jesus," Scott moaned. "I want to see if she's sucking his cock."
"Is it going to bother you, Scott? Is this going to cause problems in our relationship?"
Scott shook his head no. He pulled Jen's hand out of his pants reluctantly.
"I'm going to trust you with something I've never admitted to a living soul," he said. "Many times over the years I've masturbated while imagining Kim doing everything in the world with Joe. I can't tell you how many times I've come thinking about her blowing him."
Jen pursed her lips and thought a moment. She reached up and turned his face toward hers.
"Did you ever think about fucking me, Scott?"
He turned even more crimson.
"Every goddamn day," he said. "Come on."
When they got back to the wall, they peeked around and watched spellbound as Kim had Joe's cock in both hands close to her face, her lips parted wide and her breath coming in rapid, shallow gasps. Without making any giveaway sounds, Scott and Jen walked into the living room. Both Kim and Joe guiltily covered themselves and sat in awkward silence. Scott sat down in the love seat and leaned back, watching the two in interested silence. Jen mixed vodka and ice into the tall glasses of lemonade and distributed them, and then snuggled next to Scott on the love seat. She made a big show of running her hand up inside Scott's shorts and stroking his cock.
"You never told me you saw Scott playing with my tits at the beach, Joe," she said conversationally.
Joe looked floored. Jen bent over and kissed the front of Scott's shorts where the head of his cock stood out in clear relief. She looked directly into Kim's eyes.
"And you never mentioned how bad you wanted to suck Joe's cock."
There was no accusation in her voice, and her hand continued to stroke Scott erotically.
"I don't mind, you know," Jen said. "I just want to watch."
Jen's voice was dripping sex.
"Go ahead, Kim. Let me see how good of a cocksucker you are. It sounds to me like I've got some catching up to do, and I've got a fantasy of my own."
Kim was breathing heavily as she stared at Jen's hand on Scott's cock. Joe started to say something.